You're listening to the best of the morning blush on Hot 103 Jams.
I often get asked, Brian, what would you do if you wasn't in radio, if you wasn't doing what you're doing now? And I'm going to be honest with y'all. A lot of times I will come up empty with an answer because I really put all my eggs in the basket with radio. And when I couldn't find an answer, I will always feel bad or guilty, like if it was something wrong with me or maybe there was something that I was missing in my life or something. When really that wasn't the case at all. It might have been the opposite. You see, when you living and working in your purpose, you become tunnel vision, and that becomes your singular focus. Me personally, it comes from the heart and serving my community and trying to help Kansas City be the best city that we can be. So if you're waking up this morning and you're confused and you think you might not be living in your purpose for the reason why you're here on this earth right now, if you're having any doubts about that, listen to this message, and maybe it can help you find your purpose.
What is the key to greatness? What's the key to self-esteem? What is the key to getting honors and trophies to put on the mantle above the fireplace? What is the key to receiving great respect? What is the key to wealth and abundance? What is the key to all of that, an extraordinary life? And here's the answer that was given. Capsule form, according to the storyteller, the answer was, find a way to serve many people. Find a way to serve. Find the ways and means. Start rendering service. The more you serve, the greater your fortune. Service to many leads to greatness.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s. Currently, you're cloudy, 58 in Grandview. Nick Cannon gave handwritten Mother's Day cards to the six mothers of his 12 children. But I'm pretty sure you can already imagine in your head how that went. I'll let Nick tell you.
I thought it would be really, really good to show people how you really feel, write it down. And I was doing handwritten messages from the heart.
I love that.
I get the cards mixed up.
I know it.
And then so when one baby mama reads the card about how I feel about the other baby.
Wow.
See, if I would have just got some generic that everybody else got, that wouldn't happen.
This guy's opinion might be the last one that you want to hear when it comes to working from home, as Elon Musk shares some of his concerns.
There are some exceptions, but I kind of think that the whole notion of work from home is a bit like the, you know, the fake Marie Antoinette quote, let them eat cake. It's like really, you're going to work from home and you're going to make everyone else who made your car come work in the factory. You're going to make the people who make your food that gets delivered, that they can't work from home. The people that come fix your house, they can't work from home, but you can? Does that seem morally right? That's messed up.
You see it as a moral issue?
Yes.
I mean, I see it more as
it's a productivity issue, but yeah. It's also a moral issue.
The richest man in the universe talking about moral issues. We can't be serious right now, huh? Now, the other thing, the productivity issue, I can see that. I have never worked from home because during the pandemic, I was here at the radio station every day as if nothing happened. I can't imagine doing this from the crib. My productivity would go way down.
You ain't never left.
Famous calls Jennifer Lopez's teenage twins a normal childhood, and she says she experiences guilt over it.
Everybody has to deal with being bullied. It doesn't matter who you are, you could get bullied. But being judged by people that you don't even know in a way is, I think, really difficult for them to kind of grow up and be themselves. They know that there's a lens on them. And that's hard. They have just started letting me know like how people treat them and do things like that. So when they walk into the room, that's what people are thinking about. They're not seeing them for who they are. And I think that has to be a really hard thing for them. So I would love to be able to protect them from that.
All my fellow Michael Jackson stans, listen to this story that Jane Fonda is about to unleash.
I saw Michael Jackson naked.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm listening.
He came and visited me when we were shooting on Golden Pond, and I had a little cottage right on the lake, and it was a beautiful moonlit night. And
you said, let's skinny dip.
No, he did.
He did.
I think because he knew that he was going to die young and that I would talk about him. Being naked.
He was skinny.
Yeah.
Seems like Jane Fonda got some fond memories of MJ.
Hey.
She definitely remembered the time.
motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
It's useful to be critical of yourself. Yet for that criticism to serve a positive purpose, you must quickly act on it. Otherwise, your criticism of yourself just devolves into an excuse for your own negative behavior. You figure that even though you're doing something you know is wrong, at least you feel bad about it. But merely feeling bad is not enough, and is harmful in its own right to your image of yourself. A much more beneficial response to self-criticism is self-improvement. Is there something you're repeatedly criticizing yourself for doing? Take that as a strong signal that you must find a way to stop doing it. Is there something you're continually insisting to yourself that you must do? Then figure out how and get it done. Your inner critic knows you well and can offer some good advice. Graciously accept that advice and diligently act on it. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
It's Sauce. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Make Sauce go crazy.
Get it ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door and now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Get it ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause I'm doing it for us.
City's number one for hip hop and R&B. Welcome to the Morning Grind. Max Sauce holding our KC kids down like she always do. 656, look for highs in the mid 80s today. Sunny skies currently. It's sunny, 62 in KCK. Look your best, do your best. Go out and conquer the world, all my KC kids. And congratulations to my Central Blue Eagles and my Northeast Vikings. Y'all crossing that stage today, the class of 2023. Go ahead and do your thing. So proud of y'all, KC. Hey, we talking Juneteenth next hour plus NLE Chopper tickets. I got those for you. Gonna get somebody registered for $1,000 in birthday cash on the Morning Grind, Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday, there was a special ceremony honoring a Southeast High School student. Her name is Josiah Rowe. And I talked about this story about a month and a half ago on the Morning Grind. She's not only graduating a year early, she's fantastic, but she was nationally recognized earlier this year as she was the school's only cheerleader at Southeast. Now, they had the basketball games and all that, and she was the only one out there doing her thing. Being brave and being bold. The school started the year with 6 cheerleaders, but by basketball season, they all had left the team, except for Josiah Rowe, who continued to cheer at every game. She got the award, gift card, some money for college, and a whole lot more. And I've got to have this young lady on the show. I haven't been able to reach her, so Kansas City, look, I need your help, because I want to talk to Josiah Rowe. Help inspire some other people this morning. So, Josiah, congratulations, and I want to holler at you.
Hot 103 Jams is qualifying you to win $1,000 in birthday cash.
Happy birthday!
It's our birthday. Celebrating the Big 7-3. Let's see who our next listener is to qualify to win $1,000 in birthday cash. From Hot 103 Jams.
I want to go.
Good morning. You in the building. You going.
Let me get my feet together, period.
I know, that's right. Yeah, going to the rainbow. They got a sale going on or something.
Wow, you funny. Y'all got no way, but we going to get it together.
Yeah, who is this, by the way?
My name is Anthony. Hey. I'm feeling so lovely this morning.
I love
because
it.
Because I didn't want to go say NBA chopper.
You said NBA chopper?
I
want to
go see them boys, though. My kids think I'm young. They like, Mommy, you don't know about that.
They don't know. You've been getting it in since Club Chemical back in the day. Club VI. You was all up in there. But you also going to be in the building to go see NLE Chopper tonight. Plus, D-Walk going to be in the building, too. DJ Street King, my dog, DeMario Gray. And you got random reward chance at $1,000 and some birthday cash, all right?
All right. That's cool.
Tell Kansas City what station is your number one choice for hip-hop and R&B in the town.
Hot 103 Jams.
Your first choice for birthday cash. Dollar bills. Drop it down. From Hot 103 Jams.
Pay me too.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Woo! Juneteenth. Oh, I love it. I got engaged on Juneteenth, okay? So, yes, Juneteenth is always special to me, and it's special to everybody in Kansas City. And this year, look, the Juneteenth parade is coming up soon. We got the pageant coming up this weekend. And to give you all the details on all the Juneteenth experiences, I got Makita Peterson in the building with me. How you feeling?
You doing good, man. How you doing this morning?
I am great, because you got a lot of things popping with Juneteenth. But before we jump into the activities, give me a little background with the history and your family in Juneteenth in Kansas City.
Well, sure. My father was the great Horace Peterson III, the founder of the Black Archives of Mid-America, nearly based on the museum and jazz museum. And he was actually the pioneer that in the early 80s brought the first celebrations here to Kansas City and grew it to be a large celebration during that time, partnering with the Nelson and other large state institutions. And now, 12 years ago, I took it on, brought it back with the community, and we're growing strong to be one of the Midwest's largest celebrations of African-American pride and culture.
Yes, that's beautiful. It's all about legacy, Key. I see you carrying that thing on. So first things first, we got the Juneteenth pageant coming up this weekend. Talk about that.
Oh, man, we have the pageant class ready. We've been practicing every evening this week pretty much to get our class ready. We have 19 young ladies that have been training for the last 2 months. They've been in workshops. They have gone to City Hall, met the mayor, had lunch with Councilwoman Robinson, did public speaking, social etiquette training, just an all-around two-month training course that really prepares our young ladies to become advocates and representations of our community. And so this is the culminating event where we really get to celebrate our girls. We get all dressed up. They have beautiful gowns provided by Natalie M Studio. We have a VIP reception where we'll have cakes sponsored by Nothing But Cakes, wonderful little snacks and mocktails that the crowd can enjoy. And then it'll be a three-hour production that really celebrates the talents of our young ladies. Our junior class is young ladies 12 to 15. And then we have our misses class, which is going to be age 16 to 18. And our misses actually will qualify to go to the National Conference Leadership Conference in Galveston, Texas in October. Hey. So just excited to really share our ladies with the community and just celebrate who they are and just them learning about their culture and becoming confident in that and confident in who they are.
Juneteenth is proud to announce the 6th annual Juneteenth KC Cultural Parade, Saturday, June 3rd. There's a lot of things going down with this parade. Keep going and break it down.
super excited about bringing the Golden Feather Hunter Indians from New Orleans, Louisiana, and also the Rebirth Brass Band. They're going to be special featured performances and over 75 entries marching into the 18th and Vine Historic Jazz District. All of the great organizations, drill teams, dance teams, social clubs that celebrate our culture and really say who we are here in Kansas City, who we are as a community. We have a ton of giveaways. We have blocks that are sponsored by Evergy, Commerce Bank, the Kansas City Royals are coming out with Slugger, and then we also have, there's a lot of great community partners. Reese Nichols will also be on site and just really showing love to the community, providing cooling packs, water, tons of giveaways just to keep the community cool. We'll start right at noon, marching into the heart of the district. If you can't be there, no worries. KSHB 41 will be live streaming the parade for us, and they'll be replaying the parade for us on the festival day, Saturday, June 17th. And we'll be playing it on the actual Juneteenth holiday, which will be Monday, June 19th.
And then after the parade, we have the actual Juneteenth celebration on the 19th. What we got cracking in?
Man, now that's going to be the home run day, because we have over 180 retail food nonprofit vendors that will be taking over the 18th and Vine Historic District. And when I say take over, Brian, we take over the whole district. Mm-hmm. So that's 18th and Paseo to Woodland, 18th and Vine to 19th and Vine, and even 18th and Paseo all the way to Truman Road. And all of that land within the 18th and Vine District is filled with family fun for the entire family. We don't charge for anything to access our kids' zones, our health fair that's in the Greg Kleist Family Health and Cooling Center with Heartland Coca-Cola, and over 15 nonprofit health partners that we have brought on site to do giveaways and on-site health services. We have a genealogy center at the Black Archives of Mid-America where families will be able to go and start their genealogy history tracking, learning how to start that process to trace their family history, recording oral histories. We have two stages that are packed with entertainment. Our main stage will have Pokey Bear, Sir Charles, Joe Torre will be our official host throughout the evening, and also having Sean Tyler and local personalities throughout the day. And then we'll have the I'm KC stage with local hip-hop acts, youth acts, and some special guests that we'll be announcing over the next couple of weeks as well. But again, a district just full of family fun for the entire community. Free pony rides, face painters, balloon artists, giveaways, giant puppets, you name it, we jam it all into the 18th and Vine Historic Jazz District, all free for the community to enjoy and celebrate our culture and our day of liberation.
Yes, that's what we celebrating too. But Joe Torre once said that I was on a hash brown diet on the morning show. It was in 2014. I still hold that against him.
Yeah, I'm taking up that day. I think those words were worth of love, and we just have to learn and grow. But I'm gonna let everyone handle that. We'll just, hug it out, and we'll keep it moving and have an awesome day, and know that was brotherly love how we do it.
Right. That was in my little fluffier days, and I was a little more heavy.
Looking good now. Got that right. What's up? We see you.
I appreciate you, Keith, and thank you for all of your hard work, for you putting this on. This is not easy, and it is a big task, and I just want to give you your flowers in front of the city right now, because if it wasn't for you, I'm not sure what Juneteenth would be here in the town, but we ain't got to worry about that, because it's here, and we're going to celebrate it. Thank you so much, Keith Peterson, for your hard work and putting on for the town.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate you and your support, and the support of Carter, all of our community. We come together. We know what Juneteenth is really about, and it's about us, our community, and just a day to just live in our and be so and enjoy freedom. So I'm excited. I can't wait to see you this weekend. I hope everyone goes online to learn more. JuneteenthKC.com. Our Facebook has a ton of great information. It's Juneteenth Kansas City, Juneteenth KC Mo. Just come check us out and just come have fun and enjoy celebrating freedom and learning about our culture and the pride that comes with being such a great, being a great community.
And download that Juneteenth KC app, available everywhere on all smartphones now. Thank you, Key. Holla at you.
Thank you, Brian. Have a good morning.
You too.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23. Look for highs in the mid 80s today. Currently, you're probably sunny and 58 in Grandview. Janet Jackson recently celebrated her 57th birthday on the road during her Together Again tour, and she said it's the most fun she's had on tour since the Rhythm Nation tour in 1990.
This one's special. I mean, it's my 50th anniversary in the industry. I started young. It means a great deal to me, and to still have God allow me to do what it is that I do, I'm so appreciative. It's the most fun out of all the tours since Rhythm Nation that I've had.
And y'all know Janet loves being a mother.
Yeah, he's great. I wish I had two more. I wish I had two more babies. I love it. I'm just thankful God gave me Issa.
In response to a TikToker who spoke about loving their big body while trying to be healthy, Lizzo posted her thoughts about what she wants to accomplish health-wise.
I've always loved moving my body. I've always loved working out. I've always been super into, like, being holistic conscious and very hippy-dippy and woo-woo when it comes to food and supplements and just thinking about my body and, like, the environment. And I think a lot of people see a fat person that way and immediately just assume everything they're doing is to be thin. I'm not trying to be thin. I don't ever want to be thin. Will my body fluctuate from this size? Will I get a little smaller depending on some of the choices I make, or a little bigger depending on some of the choices I make in my life? Yes. However, the goal is always here. Once I started working out for mental health, to have balanced mental health for endorphins so that I don't look at myself in the mirror and feel ashamed of myself and feel disgusted with myself, exercise has helped me shift my mind, not my body.
And speaking of Lizzo, in a preview of Sunday's season finale of The Simpsons, she guest stars, and of course she plays her flute in a duet with Lisa Simpson and her saxophone. You know I got a sneak peek for you.
And cut. Now we should move on to the part where your character slaps Dad.
Wait a minute, isn't that just a sound effect?
No, it's gotta be real. Right, Lizzo?
Seems a bit excessive to me, but hey, you're the kid.
I can do it for you.
This beat is fire. Ow. Yo, Lisa, how about I get Sasha flute, you get your saxophone, and we, jam.
I'd love to. Ow.
Now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's that time to say happy birthday to those strong, reliable, patient, and rock solid Taurus. Happy birthday, y'all.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
TV actress Tina Fey turns 53, and country singer George Strait turns 71. Let's take it to the Crimson to wish some of our family in Kansas City some happy birthdays. Ashley Meadows, Kelly Coleman, and Teron Lidge, happy birthday. Sending birthday love to Cornell Gorman, Jonah Blue, Omni Carter, and everybody else born on May 18th. Happy birthday, Taurus. Celebrate your day.
Hey.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Nene.
Put your club name on the radio. Yeah, don't put that government on the radio. Was that the club name you used in Body Works back in the day?
No.
I'm going to stop messing with you. Your chance to go see Bill Bellamy at the Improv plus $1,000 in birthday cash could be on the line. You ready for That's My Jam?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Tell me what you wanna do.
Hell no.
I promise that I'm good to you.
What?
Like that.
What? I ain't never heard that rendition. It's the first of everything. But you got the melody right, though. That was cool. You going to see Bill Bellamy at the Improv Comedy Club this weekend, okay?
Okay.
Plus, you qualify yourself for a shot at $1,000 in birthday cash. We're giving away $1,000 May 26th, next Friday. Tell KC, what's your number one choice for hip-hop and R&B in the town?
Hot 103 Jam. Don't forget to slam that zoo.
Outstanding.
Your first choice for birthday cash.
Love, love, dollar bills. Drop it down.
From Hot 103 Jam.
Pay me too.
me too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.